7:35. Good morning. You're listening to Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. I'm John Durkee in the KWGS newsroom. We will have the latest for you on the gas line leak and evacuation order coming up in just a few minutes around 91st and Memorial. But this morning, we want to focus just for a few minutes on health care reform. Some deadlines are coming up for states to implement it.
With the presidential election finally over, the Affordable Care Act overcomes its last major hurdle. For the foreseeable future, at least, the law will stand. What that means for you and me, most importantly, is that by January 1st of 2014, we'll all need to have health insurance. A lot of people will be able to use their employer's plans, but a lot of other people won't. That's why the ACA requires each state to set up what's called a health insurance exchange.
Of course, the health insurance exchange is the Affordable Care Act's mechanism for making sure that everybody in a community has access to a marketplace for insurance products.
That's Dr. David Kendrick, a local physician who runs My Health Access Network.
And that those insurance products are clearly defined and that they're easily accessed and anybody can understand what they're getting when they buy the product.
He says, as in states like Massachusetts and Utah, which already have exchanges set up, you'll be able to look at all your options clearly stacked up against each other.
Typically, they'll simplify things into a bronze, silver, gold, or a silver, gold, platinum plan that provides different levels of coverage. And then if I choose which level I want, I can see four or five companies that are offering that product. And I can choose which company I want to purchase it from.
In a lot of cases, insurance companies are already offering similar products for individual buyers. The exchange will help people navigate their choices. Kendrick says there are a few major ways that having more insured people lowers healthcare costs. The first goes back to the whole idea behind insurance in the first place, risk pooling.
If more people are covered in a community, have access to healthcare in a community, then there's a bigger risk pool across which the cost of care is shared so that overall the cost of delivering care to a population per person gets less.
Additionally, when more people have health insurance, the consequences of the uninsured using medical services are mitigated.
The uninsured cost shift, that is, hospitals and doctors, other providers, wind up charging more for insured patients to make up for the loss on the uninsured patients. And that amounts to, I think I've heard the number, something like $1,400 a year per premium.
He says the insurance exchanges themselves provide an additional potential cost-saving mechanism.
Once I can, see both two or three organizations' products on the shelf, I'm going to compare based on quality and the service I get and the cost. I can be an informed consumer when I can see the information all in one place.
That means companies will have to compete more for your business. And when that happens, consumers get better products for less. Now, although the Affordable Care Act says that states have to offer health insurance exchanges, it does provide the option, if a state elects not to set up its own exchange, of letting the federal government do so. The deadline for states to submit health insurance exchange blueprints, well, it was this Friday. But a lot of states were waiting until after the election to come up with a plan. With the election over, that's a pretty tight deadline, so last week, President Obama extended it to December 14th. However, states still only have till this Friday to indicate whether they plan to set up an exchange. Oklahoma is one of those states that was waiting. Governor Fallon hasn't yet said whether or not she'll let the federal government set up Oklahoma's exchange. Dr. Kendrick thinks that, on the whole, it would be better for Oklahoma to come up with its own system.
I think, like probably most people in Oklahoma, that Oklahomans know what's best for Oklahoma.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
7:39, the latest on the evacuation order coming up in just 10 minutes here on Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.